Now back to Storm Éowyn, and according to the ESB, the vast majority of customers who lost power will have their supply restored by tonight. For the remaining customers, though, the wait will go on into next week. Galway is one of the worst affected counties. Our reporter, Sally Ann Barrett, has been speaking to families living in one rural village in East Galway, where the wait for reconnection to the grid has reached the 7-day mark.
Well, it's good to spend time with the family. But not this much time. It's been like 2 days since we moved in. I barely got any sleep.
It's been very tough because we've had to move in and there currently is a hole in our roof, so we had to move in. I miss everything and I miss my dog at home. I feel nice living here with my family, but there's not enough room.
That's 10-year-old Fionn Dowd and his 8-year-old sister Cara from the rural village of Liskilp in the parish of Ballymacward, Ballinasloe, County Galway. As the power outage in their area continues, their mum Shauna Murphy made the decision to move in with family nearby.
We have no heat, no electricity, and we have had to move down with my sister, who was able to get a generator because she has a newborn baby. So there's actually 10 of us at the moment living in a 3-bedroomed house, and that's including my 91-year-old granddad. So there's actually 4 generations together living in the one house.
How has that been?
Very crammed, no space, all on top of each other, but we're dealing with it the best we can.
What's been the hardest element of the whole thing?
Moving out of my home. There was actually been damage to my own house as well from the storm, knocked slates and ridge tiles and that. So I'm trying to get that fixed as well. But no, the hardest thing is moving out your home and moving in with your family, and just when it's not your own home, feeling like you're a burden.
For Shauna's sister, Brona Murphy, no electricity with a new arrival has been a real challenge.
I had a baby just a little over 2 weeks ago. So coming home, we came home on the Wednesday and storm hit on the Friday. So we have been kind of under pressure now since, with newborn, and I've 2 other kids, one with ADHD. So trying to keep him occupied with no electricity now has been tough, and a newborn on top of it. So trying to adjust to everything has been really tough.
You're running a generator here in the house to try and keep the house warm with central heating for your newborn and the rest of the family as well. But that's limited too as to what it can do.
We have no shower. Our electric cooker can't be run off it. We have a turf run range here, so we can do a little bit of cooking off that. We are lucky to have the generator because it just means that I can sterilise the bottles at least.
Some of the surrounding villages have had their power returned, but your road in particular is still waiting. What's the latest update you have on that?
Well, we have been checking the app, and the app has been saying the 5th of February, which is still another week. We have not had any communication from anybody, really. It's been very hard seeing all neighbouring villages get their power back, and we're still left in the dark.
We're lucky here we have a generator, but there's all of our neighbours, surrounding neighbours, have absolutely nothing. Like, at the minute we are unplugging the generator, bringing it up to a local dairy farmer so that he can milk his cows. Like, it's really tough.
What do you want me to do?
Put turf on the fire.
I will.
Keep the whole fire burning.
The ongoing power outage is also impacting heavily on Shauna and Brona's 91-year-old grandfather, Johnny Murphy.
Oh, the last week, the light you was never seen. Shocking.
How are you feeling about the whole thing?
Oh, sure. What can you do? Only stick on with it until it comes back, hoping it'll come. They said there this morning it mightn't come for 7 to 10 days more.
Have you ever experienced anything like this?
Huh?
Have you ever experienced anything
never
like
this? Never seen anything like it, no. I seen the big storm in 1961, but it wasn't near as bad as this. We're not so bad. We had the fire, the turf fire there. But people with those new houses now and no chimney, it's terrible.
Right across the road from the Murphys is one of those new houses without a chimney. Hey, Cara.
Hi, Sally Ann. Careful of the boxes there coming in.
Oh, okay.
Don't trip.
Can I ask you what that is?
That's our outdoor fridge. My name is Cara Mullins. We're living here in Ballymac Ward, Liscub, this area is called. But yeah, I've newly built home with two small kids, two girls, 6 and 2.
You're sitting in your kitchen here talking to me with a dressing gown on, with a hat on. How are you feeling about the continuation of this situation? You're a week in now.
It's a bit of a joke. I feel nearly embarrassed, you know, having a new house and I can't even keep the kids warm in it. Like, we moved from a house that had a stove, an open fire, a gas hob, and, you know, I'd give anything now to be in that house and with a shed full of turf, you know, it was reliable. And, you know, even when the electricity comes back here, the house won't be warm for 3 or 4 days because it's underfloor heating and it's going to take a while for it to heat up again. And we spent a lot of money in trying to go, you know, eco-friendly house and, you know, where's the backup infrastructure when things go wrong? And it's been eye-opening. We don't have it. We don't have the resources right now.
And that was Cara Mullins, a resident of Ballymac Ward in Ballinasloe, County Galway, ending that report from our reporter Sally Ann Barrett.